Dictation for Patricia Simons. Dr. Fuente dictating. January 1845. Patricia, Mrs. Simons, 80-year-old lady, is starting dialysis today. Mount Pleasant unit, comes accompanied with daughter Nina, N-I-N-A. She has ESRD from hypertension and small kidneys, has an AV fistula on the right-sided, progressively weak, poor appetite, gaining weight, severe edema lower extremities, shortness of breath, productive cough, clear sputum, no oxygen, no inhalers, no hemoptysis, no chest pain, has been evaluated emergency room, heart enlarged and CHF. Next paragraph, her past medical history, long-term hypertension, bilateral small kidneys, denies deep-vein thrombosis or pulmonary embolism, no TIAs or a stroke, denies heart or vascular disease, no liver abnormalities. Next paragraph, surgeries including C-section, appendix, cataract surgery, tons of adenoids, right-sided total hip replacement, has an AV fistula on the right-sided. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications includes Buspar, Hydralazine, Potassium, Coric, Bumex, Hydroxyurea, Pravacol, Iron Pills. Next paragraph. On physical exam, blood pressure in the 140s over 60s, alert or intestine 3, there is dyspnea at rest and a productive cough, cataract surgery, normal eye movements, normal speech, diffuse bronchitis, some wheezes, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, 4 plus edema, stasis changes bilateral, probably worse on the right comparing to the left. Next paragraph, new blood test to be obtained. As outpatient, creatinine was 4.0, GFR 11, normal sodium potassium acid base, normal albumin, phosphorus, calcium, anemia 10.2, normal white blood cell and platelets, large MCV 113, negative for hepatitis B and C, next paragraph, she follows with Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, for prior history of endometrial cancer, as well as essential thrombocytosis. That's the reason for hydroxyurea. Next paragraph, I want to add other surgeries, carpal tunnel, excuse me, other medical history, carpal tunnel. Obesity, peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. End-stage renal disease, hypertension, small kidneys, denies diabetes. She is symptomatic with valium overload and early symptoms of uremia, poor oral intake. We are going to do daily dialysis 3 days in a row this week and then back to 3 days a week. We discuss about diet, salt, fluid restriction, present electrolytes, acid-base, calcium phosphorus stable. We are going to update an echocardiogram. X-ray shows heart appears to be enlarged. Prior echo is many years back, and that opportunity was normal. We discuss issues about dialysis. They are not interested at home dialysis. Right-sided AV fistula is very nicely developed, already placed more than a year ago. We discuss about potassium, acid base, calcium phosphorus, nutrition, parathyroid, anemia, time on dialysis depending on toxin removal. We will challenge fluid removal. All questions answered, patient and daughter, end of dictation.